This is Kathy Forsty at Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. And we've been having what we're now terming our bedroom concerts. One of our bedroom concerts that we are doing today is with Becky Test and Mike Neely, who are better known as Bohemian Highway. Thank you guys for dropping by and saying hi.
Oh, you're welcome. I thought you were still talking to the world out there.
No, I'm talking to you.
Thank you so much.
That's you guys have been in Folk Alliance several times now, right?
Yeah, this is
Our 454th time.
Yeah. We were in Memphis for several years, and Becky's been here.
I've been going. I was on the board of Six String Concerts for quite a while, and I went in that capacity for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I ditched them, and we started coming as a duo. Uh-huh. But we also have another singer and a bass player and a banjo, and they never come.
They came to Farm one year, though, right?
Yeah, we had the banjo.
Oh, yeah, we did have the banjo player at Farm. Yeah,
yeah.
Carl.
So why do you guys come to Farm or the Folk Alliance every year?
Well, it's a good time, that's for sure. There's so much good music. Becky is actually a folklorist at Columbus State
Community College.
Hmm.
So I come in both capacities. Yeah. I come as a player, singer, songwriter, which I've been for many years. And also I collect things for my classes, and I have an assignment called Find a Folk Singer that I make them do right after I get home with all the stuff that we've gotten from the Folk Alliance. So they get to see the Folk Alliance from there, which is really cool for them. So
that's cool. Then yeah. So you're kind of passing it on to another generation.
Indeed. It needs to be done. So yeah. I do that.
That's an awesome thing to do.
It's fun. It's fun both ways.
And is there any performers at this one that you haven't seen before that you've been really impressed with?
Doolin,
yes.
Irish. Yeah, awesome.
Well, I think they're French, but they play Irish music.
Oh, yeah, the whistle player rocks. I guess him and his brother plays the, what you call that thing, Balaron?
The Balaron,
yeah.
Yeah, I never know how to say that. And guitar and bass and fiddle.
Yeah, there's some fiddle. We're big Irish music fanatics.
Yeah, they are really, really good. So last year, I know Darling Side was our favorite, but they're not here this year. So why am I saying it? I'm plugging Darling Side.
Well, let's plug your new CD a little bit. You have a new CD out called The Short List.
Yes, we do. We just got it.
About 2 days before we came.
Yeah.
And we were working on it for about, 35 years now? Yeah. So it feels like that, getting everybody together. It's like herding cats, you know. But we finally got it. We wanted to get it for this Folk Alliance, and it's an EP. It's got six of our favorite songs on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going back in the studio in June to do a full length one. So that's why it's called The Short List, because there's six songs.
Yes.
So are these all brand new songs, or?
We've been doing these for a while.
The newest one is called Still Breathing, which we're actually not going to do right now. I think it goes Still Breathing, and then the Baba Yaga. It's hard to say. Some of them we've been playing for a while. Some of them are new-ish, and Still Breathing is our newest one, I think.
Okay. Can you do a tune from that for us?
We'd love to.
Yes, this is Baba Yaga.
Cut number, it's hard to say. Three?
Two.
Two.
Cut number two.
This is one of our magic tunes, we call them. We actually call it magic tune. We have positunes, hardly any negatunes, and some magic tunes. And there's two of those on this CD, and this is one of them. Thank you. hands, they're like a gnarled tree. Speaking of dreaming, she weaves worlds, she sets them spinning. She releases you from the ties that bind you. Well, some things are thicker than water. Southern wind, story of wisdom, she tells tales, will you listen, will you learn at last a song to hold you, well, some things are thicker than water.
So much. That was great. Bohemian Highway, everybody.
Thank you. And the CD has harmonies on it too, so it's very lovely that way.
Yeah. there's more to it on the CD. That was great.
Well, thanks for having us.
Just love to hear that. I want to ask you, Becky. You're a busy, busy woman.
I know.
How do you find time to songwrite?
Time to songwrite. There is such a thing. it's hard to say. Actually, we were just talking about that. You have to be ready for the muse, and you have to invite it, and you have to give it the time. You have to tell it when you want to write, and then it shows up eventually. I just gave a talk on creativity not too long ago, and I was talking about that. If you open and listen for it, it comes at weird times. So I know you asked me how long or how do I find time. You have to give yourself some time in the morning, a time of day, it doesn't matter. I do it mostly in the morning, and I was just talking to Mike about giving myself some time at night now to do it. I think the more important thing is to sort of cue the muse that you're going to sit down with it for a while, and would it come, please? And sometimes it's stubborn and it won't.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes it you know, if you're receptive, it comes almost, sometimes it comes in the middle of a class, and I have to just write it down. Okay, you guys, I got to write this down. So they get used to that. So I try to make the time, and sometimes I don't make the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the muse goes to the next songwriter over. Says, well, if you're not going to write it, I'm going. So
yeah.
You got to grab it when it comes.
What kind of influences do you draw from as far as writing?
Honestly, I think one of my, of course, the Beatles and all those, you know, 60s rock bands and Fairport Convention and recently some of the Bothy Band and things like that, Irish music. Mm-hmm. But I think Ellis Paul was one of my heroes. Mm-hmm. And I've always loved his story songs. I don't know, who else do we draw from?
Just a lot of New England.
Yeah, it's very lyric, story-based stuff. And I think because I'm older now, I tend to write positive things, mm-hmm. and not negative things. I think I said that earlier, but I went through my angst, you know, and now I'm not so angsty, which is good.
So okay, who else you're past you? Your angst period.
Yeah, I did. It's a relief.
You're past your Nirvana period.
Yeah, you know, you hear a lot of angst-driven songs at these things, mm-hmm. you know. So what somebody
is
was...
Isn't there a workshop, Angst to
Activism? Oh, there is today. I think it's Angst to Activism. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, your songs are so... I mean, to me, I feel very spiritual when I hear your music. And
oh, that's great.
And, you know... So I hear that positivity in your music, and
yeah, that's good. I like to sort of reach out to people and lift them up if I can. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And Mike, I wanted to ask you, what you have a very, really great guitar style, and what do you call your style of playing? Is it more about?
Yeah, I try to be a good flat picker. So you mm-hmm. know, I listen to all the great flat pickers out there. In the I wouldn't call myself a great bluegrass musician, but I appreciate those guys like Norman Blake and Tony Rice mm. that really respected the guitar as an instrument and were really going for a really good tone, and they were concerned with tone.
Mm-hmm. A very clean sound, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Some of the Irish players too, right?
Yeah, yeah. And a lot with that song in particular, I was sort of going with what they call modal in Irish music.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither like that chord that I play, which I stole from. Well, I got that from a Jethro Tull song.
Yeah, they say the genius is steel.
But I was going for it's sort of a modal. It's neither major nor minor. It's kind mm-hmm. of ambiguous. So,
I love that kind of talk.
Yes, which they do, and a lot of they use a dadgad, a different tuning. I do that a little bit, but I try to get that sort of modal sound in a standard tuning, mm-hmm. which is possible.
Yeah, it's a great sound. You guys blend really well together.
Thanks.
Can you guys do us another tune?
Sure. We thought we'd only do one, but we'd love to do another one. What? Oh, okay. Let's do the Guardian Angel. Yeah, this song was actually born out of angst, but it turned out to be, I think, pretty positive. What's called Guardian Angel. I like to count it off to 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Hey, guardian angel, I'm talking to you. You keep sending me boys who are just out of school. Yeah, they're all very young, but their questions are older than you are. They keep asking the difference between real and seems. I say, look at your life. Yeah, then look at your dreams. It's a pretty good riddle. If you take a long drive after midnight, cities and towns look like stars. If you stare down a long armored highway, pretty soon you forget who you are. Hey, guardian angel, do you think it's true that we are who we are because we choose what we choose, or is it the other way around? Stay on the line, stay on the line, stay on the line. Just now the phone rings, it's one of the boys. Says he's moving to Boston, away from the noise in his head that keeps telling him he ought to be making some money by now. Hey, guardian angel, he's talking to me like I know the right answer, like I'm already free. As if naming a distance makes a road easy to travel. Out on the highway, there's no name for anything but you.
Bohemian Highway, Becky Test and Mike Neely. Thank you guys for dropping by.
And get us on CD Baby. I thought I'd play that.
All right. Look for them on CD Baby. And the new CD is called The Short List. And you're going to have another thing out later this year, right?
We hope this year. Maybe 2018, I bet.
Well, in the meantime, go check out The Short List.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's great to see you guys.
No problem. I'm Kathy Forstie at Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri.